Government has placed a moratorium on the sale and allocation of public lands to individuals and entities. It has also dismissed the Executive Secretary of the Lands Commission, Dr. Odamilabi. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Mike Hama, said government is reviewing the Accra redevelopment policy to prevent it from being abused. He spoke to Sethia.
When I took over from the previous minister, I decided to place a moratorium on allocation of public lands to private individuals and entities. The reason being that nearly 90% of all government economic and social policies, you need land for schools, land for hospitals, land for agriculture, land for mining, everything at the end of the day would have to be put on the land. So it's important for us to ensure that at least we manage the property portfolio and be effectively and efficiently.
Did you do that because the policy is bad or it has been abused?
No, the policy is not bad because it started from years back. But I thought that over the years, when the previous administration also came in, the policy, the implementation plan that underpinned the previous administration, NDC government, Accra Development Scheme policy, was flawed. We had challenges and governance difficulties in implementing the policy, and we thought that was important that took a second look at it. We reviewed the policy, but to review it, first of all, you have to put a break first allocation.
Government has been accused of also giving out state lands, citing what is happening opposite the 37 military hospital.
I'm not aware, because I have to make this point very, very clear. Because the same constitution 2582 says that the minister shall issue policy directives in consultation with the president, and the commission shall comply. So quite frankly, most of these allocations, if they were truly done after my directive, then it had not gone through the ministry. There is no approval regime. Whatever the commission does, they do it on their own. So I'm saying that when I issued that directive, I followed it up with letters they've written back to me categorically to say that they haven't made any allocation to any individual or person. And then they have said that sometimes when people saw that some development was taking place, these are properties that were leased on the NDC one under the Accra development scheme through transparent bidding process. But just that those who won the didn't have vacant possession all these years, and if now those occupants of the bungalows have been relocated.
Some have called for public accountability on government land or state lands that have been sold. Is the government in a position to fulfill this demand?
This is their constitutional right. But if at this stage this is what the public is asking for, what I need to do is to discuss with the president in whose name these lands are vested. And then I can assure you that we'll take the appropriate action, which will be in the benefit of the entire country.
Since you assumed office, have you detected any malfeasance regarding the Lands Commission giving out lands to people without any approval from your office?
I have had calls to think that...
Or has it come to your notice?
I have calls to think that there's something of that sort happening. This is what I'm saying, that when I had seen it and I had called them for a meeting, the answer that they have provided me was the fact that these people are people who had allocation years back under the NDC one.
Can you confirm or deny the dismissal of the Executive Secretary of the Lands Commission?
Yes, he's been dismissed. I can confirm. And
reasons for his dismissal?
I'm not appointing authority. The president thinks that you should look at the challenges in the land sector. Some of the officers haven't really lived up to expectations in terms of discharging the mandate of the Lands Commission under Article 258 of the Constitution.
So he is bearing the brunt of the non-compliance of his subordinate?
Well, I cannot say that it's up to them to... I'm not appointing authority, but I'm saying that there are challenges with the sector.
Minister of Lands and Natural Resources Mike Hama talking to Sethia. When contacted, Dr. Odamilabi confirmed receiving his dismissal letter last week. He, however, declined to disclose the reasons for his dismissal.